AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
I looked up and my manager turned around and he just opened fire on everybody in the break room.
Walmart employee Breonna Tyler on last night's shooting in Chesapeake, Virginia. 6 killed. Police say the gunman apparently took his own life. In Colorado Springs, Judge Charlotte Ankeny.
I find there is legal authority to hold Anderson Aldridge without bond at this time.
Aldridge is the suspect in Saturday's fatal shooting of 5 people at a gay nightclub. Russia's latest missile barrage has further battered Ukraine's energy grid, most of the country without power, while officials say 3 people were killed in the capital, Kyiv. Ukraine is calling it another act of terror against the civilian population. 2 explosions today near bus stops in Jerusalem, killing 1 person and injuring others.
The first explosion occurred near a bus stop on the edge of the city, while the second went off in Ramot, a neighborhood in the city's north. Omer Bar-Lev, Israeli Minister of Public Security, says he hopes that we catch the terrorist or the terrorists and root out this organization, because assuming there's a connection between the events, it's clear it's something more complex. The apparent attacks come as Israeli-Palestinian tensions are high, following months of Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank, prompted by a spate of deadly attacks against Israelis that killed 19 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meantime, an Israeli rights group says the Israeli military demolished a school in the occupied West Bank today. A court ruling earlier this year upheld a long-standing expulsion order against 8 Palestinian hamlets in the area. And UNICEF says a cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti is claiming a growing number of children amid a surge in malnutrition. Haiti's health ministry says cholera has sickened more than 10,000 in the past 2 months, though experts suspect the number is much higher due to underreporting. This is AP News. Nearly 55 million Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving, according to AAA, 4.5 million by air. Those figures do not include cats. One in particular caught sneaking onto a flight at New York's JFK. Julie Walker has the tale.
You can't accuse the TSA of catnapping on the job when an alert agent at New York's JFK airport noticed tufts of orange fur poking out of a slightly unzipped suitcase. When the bag went through x-ray, there was a cat inside. The TSA's Lisa Farbstein.
The cat likely crawled in itself, although that's speculation on my part.
She says the owner of the suitcase was contacted and apparently did not know the cat was in there.
They must have shown him the cat or something of that nature. And so the man told officials that the cat belonged to somebody else in the household.
She credits TSA agents with saving the cat's life.
That's a perfect ending.
Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.